Violet, it's the same old thing. It's Justice Bunu now suing me for contempt of court for $1 million. They want me to appear in court in Zimbabwe. I have outstanding charges of perjury. I have outstanding charges of contempt of court with warrants of arrest. He's suing me in his personal capacity. It's, again, it's the persecution. It's getting at me personally in my position as the Treasurer General for my stand for the truth.
What are you supposed to have done?
I am supposed to have issued defamatory statements where I said that there's selective application of the rule of law, that I can expect no mercy from him because he's a ZANU-PF appointee, he's the recipient of a farm, he's part of the system. So that's what he's suing me for.
And did you make those statements?
I can't even remember, Violet. And if I did, it's the truth. So sure, if I made them, and I can't remember, and I most probably did make them. Yes, it's the truth. There is selective application of the law. Let's take Solomon Mazzori, the chairman of the youth. How many times has he come up for bail? He's sitting in prison. Where's the power within the MDC? Where's the power with the MDC and government to help him and sort him out? He's rotting in prison. Who can help him? How much more must we, the people, suffer and be subjected to this persecution with absolutely no return? It clearly shows selective application of the rule of law. It clearly shows that the judiciary system, the attorney general, the judges are ZANU-PF appointees.
It said that you are in a voluntary exile or self-imposed exile, so will you go back for the trial?
The minute I go back to Zimbabwe, I'm arrested and I face the same circumstances as Solomon Mazzori have been there. I've already spent more than 9 months of my life in prison. I've lost everything I own in Zimbabwe. I've been persecuted in every single manner. What guarantees are there that I will have any justice whatsoever in view of us going into an election now, in view of the upsurging of the violence, in view of the military junta being fully in control? If I go back to Zimbabwe tomorrow, they will put me in prison and I'll never see the light of day again, and I will die in prison.
So what does this mean in terms of the case?
Well, again, you know, I'll have to take advice from the legal side, from the lawyers, and you know, just see where we go from there. It's clearly political. It's always been political. It continues to be political. The minute that one set of charges were dismissed against me, another set was brought up. The first one was the day that I was acquitted in the High Court. I was issued with a summons for hoarding maize in 2001. And then on the backdrop of that, as soon as I got my passport and attended MDC business in the UK, before I got home, I received word that they were waiting for me at the airport to arrest me for contempt of court and to arrest me for perjury. So where does it stop? And where's the justice? And where's the assistance and the help from anybody? And how much must one suffer? And how effective can I be in prison in my role and the honor that the people have bestowed upon me as the Treasurer General? How effective can I be in prison? So at least where I am now, I can have a role in assisting and helping our party to be able to move us towards democracy and to be able to move us towards winning election and finally defeating the criminal syndicate that's ruling Zimbabwe.